Good morning. In our lives, we take many paths. Some we follow, others we pave, others we get lost on or leave altogether for something else. These are the many journeys that make up the grand adventure of life. There are endless directions we can move in, but all of these paths have something in common. They have to start somewhere. In order to follow them, you have to take those daunting first steps. Oftentimes, this is the hardest part. Standing at a crossroads, anticipating obstacles you can't know or see in either direction, only knowing for certain that a decision must be made. So it's easy to let yourself get stuck, worrying over how difficult the road ahead might be, or operating at a standstill. We do this because we're scared or overwhelmed by the distance, but every journey has obstacles, and every decision will lead us down a path with struggles of its own that couldn't have been anticipated. And that may sound discouraging, but that's only because that's the wrong way to look at it. Yes, every journey will have its trials and tribulations, but they are part of the journey. They test you, and they make you better, and they show you how strong you really are. They're not reasons to stand still, they're reasons you should go on. Beyond that, they come in tandem with all of the beautiful, wonderful things you'll find along your way. Things you couldn't have seen coming any more than you could the obstacles. Like meeting your future spouse at the college you were sure you weren't going to get into. Or hearing your child laugh for the first time after an endless barrage of screaming. Or going through a career change after years at the same company, going way out of your comfort zone, only to find that you're making new friends, and you're doing good work, and the manager is less incompetent. Or you faced your fears, and you came out, or began your transition, or moved out of a toxic home. And however terrifying that was, however difficult that was for you, or what trials you faced, and despite knowing that it's not over, you're happier now. Or maybe there's just an exceptionally beautiful tree outside the window of your clinic. These things matter. These things can't be seen from way up ahead. These things are what make up a journey. Those first steps seem so difficult because it looks like the destination is so far out of reach. But if we can look at each step and each obstacle and each unexpected wonder we find as its own kind of destination, those first few steps might not be so hard after all. And maybe we can, as we take this grand adventure, we can realize that each step is also its own beginning. That life isn't a series of starts and finishes, but a journey we take, one first step at a time. So I encourage you to take those steps in a direction that calls to you, maybe in a direction that scares you. Because it might be hard, and it might be scary, and there might be troubles along the way, but I'm sure you'll find something beautiful. Thank you.
We all struggle on our path. Maybe you've gone through something recently or are in the process of something very difficult. And you begin to experience despair, anxiety about the future. And during this time, maybe you find joy in the small things. But sometimes it feels kind of weird to feel happy when everything else seems to go wrong. This is an example of tension. Tension is constantly working through our lives and our journeys. We're always wrestling with the tensions of life. It can be easy to toss out and get rid of one side, to settle for the other, and to finally have some relief. But wouldn't we be robbing ourselves of wisdom and hope? Through the mess and the chaos, can't we gain something from it? We're all striving for peace and fighting for justice. We're living in a broken world that is also incredibly blessed. Our lives are unique in every way, even if they're just ordinary. On our seemingly ordinary journeys, we experience different forks and obstacles in the road. We all struggle when someone's path is different than ours. We disagree with strangers or fall out of touch with a friend. That in and of itself can be an obstacle, but sometimes you have to let go. A quote from Kevin Makins, a pastor in Hamilton, Ontario. You can't control people. You can't take people where they don't want to go. So what does that mean for us when you or I must go our separate ways? Does it mean I roll over and accept the defeat? Or fight the inevitable only to be disappointed? What happens if I run into trouble without you? These are all things we have to ask ourselves, because that is the journey. Every day when we wake up, we make a decision to continue our unknown path. And it's true. We never know what the day may hold. So what do we do now? For some, it can be fairly easy to steer ourselves in a new direction. Sometimes we might even do it on purpose. But from experience, it can leave us with heartache. So I ask you now to try and find a new purpose when life takes you down a path you didn't expect to go down. It doesn't have to be anything extraordinary or life-changing, but it's important to take the time you need and the support you can get. If I've learned anything from this community in the short time that I've been here, it's that there are people here for you on your journey, whether at one point it leads you somewhere else or keeps you here. There will always be others to guide you. So I leave you with this. Remember that your body and soul is living proof and a model to others that living is possible when it's so easy to believe you're simply breathing and going through the motions. Learn to close your eyes and sit with the nuance and tension of life. Broaden the understanding of your path. Listen to others and open your hearts. Thank you.
Along with everyone else in this room, my whole life has been a journey. Big, small, it doesn't matter. We all have them. The biggest journey in my life has been the process of forgiveness. I used to live in a world filled with hate and pain. I always thought people were out to get me. I realized I felt all of this because I couldn't forgive. I held everything in and was afraid to let go. The biggest part of forgiving is letting go of all the misery, discomfort, and all the other negative feelings I had towards a person. Letting go is hard. I wanted to keep in all the pain, so I felt like I had control over some small aspect of my own life. But the only way for me to keep going on the journey of forgiveness is to believe 100% that every second I think about the negativity is not worth my time. It's only hurting me. It has nothing to do with the other person. I also have to remember that forgiveness means in no way that I have to go back to any former status I have with the said person. All I have to do is have compassion and love so I can move on beyond the level to which I've been reduced through the negativity. The most monumental and terrifying moments in my journey involve forgiving my father. This actually happened very recently, and I don't think I'll ever forget a single detail of the conversation. I had been thinking of telling him for a long time, but I never knew how. Somehow I managed to do it that night. I called him, he didn't answer. He called me back, I didn't answer. I called him again, and he didn't answer. So when I finally got the call back, the first thing I said was, hi, your voicemail is grammatically incorrect. Then I added, almost as an afterthought, I forgive you. His pause was tangible, but I could hear his thank you through the phone. I went on to tell him what I forgave him for, making me feel small, unloved, and unwanted when I needed more than one person to care for me, I explained. I forgave you for all the unnecessary hurtful words and all the horrendous acts you've committed throughout the years. I couldn't keep going, but I got my point across. By then I was crying. For a second, there was silence. He started again. Thank you so much, and I'm sorry. We need to have a sit-down conversation so I can make my amends to you. I love you so much. It hurt to hear his words, but I accepted his effort. He said he wanted to build a relationship. I told him I would think about it and that I had to go. I ran to the shower. I cried for a bit. I went to my room. I cried for a bit. And then I went to sleep. When I woke up, I felt great. Better than ever, in fact. I had said the three simple words that had changed everything between me and my dad. I didn't have to be mad anymore. That feels amazing. My whole life, I have been angry at him. But I'm not anymore, and I'm so happy about it. This journey lifted what feels to be 1,000 pounds off my shoulders. I have not only forgiven my dad, but I have forgiven others around me who have caused me pain. This is the only way I can function as a human being, having love and kindness for another person. Forgiveness can bring all of that. Journeys can be long and slow, fast and easy. But the important thing is that we grow and get experience to move into the next journey in our lives. The journeys we take lay out our path, even if we cannot see what is ahead. Thank you.
Teenagers are stressed out. Adults are stressed out, and even seniors are pretty stressed out. So I think it's pretty fair to say that we're all stressed out. I go to Newbury Park High School, and a lot of the time, I see students taking full AP classes, lots of extracurriculars, and end up loading their schedules. And I'm left wondering if these people are really enjoying their high school experience. Teenage years are a fundamental part of development into adolescence. Now, all of the students I am talking about have goals of going to college, a sentiment shared by the majority of all high schoolers nowadays. However, most of the time, I'm left wondering that if the extent to which people go about attaining a likable resume to apply to a college is worth all the struggle. We only have one journey in life, and we should spend every moment that we can enjoying it. We should be living in the moment. And when I see people dedicating so much time, effort, and struggle into subject areas that they may have no interest in pursuing further, I think it's a clear example of putting the goal over the journey. Journeys often start with an end goal in mind, whether that be a well-paying job, higher education, etc. But the journey itself can be so much more enriching and worthwhile if one only chooses to embrace it. We have so much life ahead of us that it makes no sense to waste it all on the future. Because although the future is important, the present is so much more valuable. To quote the words of the Buddha, do not dwell in the past, do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. Now, when we look at the lives of students in particular, most are just focusing on the future. And it's something that I understand. As humans, we are naturally inclined to pursue higher goals. But overcoming this instinct is so rewarding, in that people are then able to seize the day, go with the flow. Being able to live in the moment can also make you a better person, as it can make you more flexible. According to a Harvard study by psychologist Matthew A. Killingsworth, he found that people spend about 47% of their day thinking about what isn't going on, either the past or the future. And Killingsworth also found a direct correlation between time spent thinking about the future and unhappiness, saying, quote, a human mind is a wandering mind, and a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. And going on to say, the ability to think about what is not happening is a cognitive achievement that comes at an emotional cost. Of course, there comes a time in everyone's life when our journey will end. To most, it is a very scary prospect. But I think that one of the biggest reasons that we fear death is because we don't know what comes after it. Just like the frog in the story, we must continue onwards, because part of any journey is exploring the unknown. May it be so.